بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the exhalation of رياض الصالحين, and we have reached hadith number 20 under the chapter of التوبة. Under the chapter of التوبة. وعن أبي سعيد سعد بن مالك بن سنان الخدري رضي الله عنه أن نبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: كان في من كان قبلكم رجل قتل 99 نفسا، فسأل عن أعلم أهل الأرض، فدل على راهب فأتاه فقال: إنه قتل 99 نفسا، فهل له من توبة؟ فقال: لا، فقتله، فكمل به 100، ثم سأل عن أعلم أهل الأرض، فدل على رجل عالم، فقال: إنه قتل 100 نفس، فهل له من توبة؟ فقال: نعم، ومن يحول بينه وبين التوبة؟ انطلق إلى أرض كذا وكذا، فإن بها أناسا يعبدون الله تعالى، فاعبد الله معهم، ولا ترجع إلى أرضك، فإنها أرض سوء. فانطلق حتى إذا نصف الطريق أتاه الموت، فاختصمت فيه ملائكة الرحمة وملائكة العذاب. فقالت ملائكة الرحمة: جاء تائبا مقبلا بقلبه إلى الله تعالى. وقالت ملائكة العذاب: إنه لم يعمل خيرا قط. فأتاهم ملك في صورة آدمي، فجعلوه بينهم أي حكما، فقال: قيسوا ما بين الأرضين، فإلى أيتهما كان أدنى فهو له. فقاسوا فوجدوه أدنى إلى الأرض التي أراد، فقبضته ملائكة الرحمة. متفق عليه. وفي رواية في الصحيح: فكان إلى القرية الصالحة أقرب بشبر فجعل من أهلها. وفي رواية في الصحيح: فأوحى الله تعالى إلى هذه أن تباعدي، وإلى هذه أن تقربي، وقال: قيسوا ما بينهما، فوجدوه إلى هذه أقرب بشبر فغفر له. وفي رواية: فنأى بصدره نحوها. أبو سعيد الخدري, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there was a man from among a nation before you who killed 99 people and then made an inquiry about the most learned person on the earth. He was directed to a monk. He came to him and told him that he had killed 99 people and asked him if there was any chance for his repentance to be accepted. He replied in the negative, and the man killed him also, completing 100. He then asked about the most learned man in the earth. He was directed to a scholar. He told him that he had killed 100 people and asked him if there was any chance for his repentance to be accepted. He replied in the affirmative and asked, "Who stands between you and repentance? Go to such and such land. There you will find people devoted to prayer and worship of Allah. Join them in worship and don't come back to your land because it's an evil place." So he went away, and hardly had he covered half the distance when death overtook him, and there was a dispute between the angels of mercy and the angels of torment. The angels of mercy pleaded, "This man has come with a repenting heart to Allah, and the angels of punishment argued, he never did a virtuous deed in his life." Then there appeared another angel in the form of a human being, and the contending angels agreed to make him arbiter between them. He said, measure the distance between the two lands. He will be considered belonging to the land to which he is nearer. They measured and found him closer to the land of piety, where he intended to go. And so the angels of mercy collected his soul. This is in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Okay. So I will repeat. The angels of mercy pleaded, this man has come with a repenting heart to Allah, and the angels of punishment argued, he never did a virtuous deed in his life. Then there appeared another angel in the form of a human being, and the contending angels agreed to make him arbiter between them. He said, measure the distance between the two lands. He will be considered belonging to the land to which he is nearer. They measured and found him closer to the land of piety, where he intended to go. And so the angels of mercy collected his soul. This is agreed upon. In another version, he was found to be nearer to the locality of the pious by a cubit and was thus included among them. Another version says, Allah commanded the land which he wanted to leave to move away and commanded the other land, his destination, to draw nearer. And then he said, now measure the distance between them. It was found that he was nearer to his goal by a hand's span and was thus forgiven. It is also narrated that he drew closer by a slight movement on his chest. So you heard the hadith now, alhamdulillah, complete? Fine. The explanation of this hadith. The author, rahimahullah, related the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there were a man from the nations before who killed 99 people. Then he regretted and asked for the most knowledgeable person on earth, so as to ask him, is there repentance for him? Would it be acceptable for him to repent? So he was directed to a man, and that man was a monk, meaning a worshipper, but without knowledge. A worshipper without knowledge. So when he asked him and told him that he killed 99, so is there any repentance, a chance for his repentance to be accepted? So the monk magnified the matter greatly, the sin, and said, لَيْسَ لَكَ تَوْبَةً, you have no chance. So he became angry, and he killed the monk. So he completed the 100 by doing so. Then afterwards he asked as to who was the most knowledgeable person on earth. So he was directed to a man. Now this man is a alim, is a scholar. So he told him that he killed 100 people. Is there a chance for him to make tawbah? The scholar said, نعم. ومن الذي يحول بينه وبين التوبة? Who stands between you and repentance, between this person and repentance? The door of repentance is open. However, you need to do something. اذهب إلى القرية الفلانية. He told him to go to such and such land, because there are people who worship Allah on that land. And it is apparent, and Allah knows best, that the land where he came from was a land of kufr, of disbelief. So the alim directed him to make hijrah, to move with his deen to this qariya, to this land where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worshipped. So he went out in repentance, regretting and migrating with his deen to that land where these people who worship Allah live. Half the way through, So he directed himself. And he went there repenting to Allah, migrating with his deen. So he went away, and hardly he covered the half the distance when death overtook him. So the angels of mercy and the angels of torment disputed regarding him. Because the kafir, wal'ayadu billah, and we seek refuge in Allah, his soul is taken by the angels of torment. And the believer, his soul is taken by the angels of mercy. So they disputed. The angels of torment said, he never did any virtuous or righteous deed. Meaning, after his tawbah, he didn't do anything righteous or virtuous. While the angels of mercy said, إِنَّهُ تَاب, he repented, and he came with regret. So they argued and disputed about it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them a judge to rule between them, an angel. So he said, measure the distance between these lands. Measure the distance between these two lands. So, and then he will be considered belonging to the land to which he is nearer. Then he will be considered from its people. So, if that land will be the land of kufr, closer to him or nearer to him, then the angels of torment shall take his soul. And if that land would be the land of iman, nearer to him, then the angels of mercy would take his soul. So they measured the distance. They took the distance. And then the land to which he intended to go, towards which he intended to go, the land of righteousness and piety, is nearer from the land from which he emigrated. Nearer by a very small distance, a cubit distance, a hand span. So his soul was taken by the angels of mercy. In this hadith, there are in fact many, many, many benefits. There is a major benefit in this hadith, which will be the focus of this discussion. That if someone intends to kill a person, intentionally, of course, then repents to Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his repentance. And the evidence for this is in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa 4:48. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Verily Allah forgives not that partners should be set up with him in worship. But he forgives except that anything else, meaning anything lesser than the shirk. Allah forgives that to whom he pleases. And this is the opinion upon which the majority of the scholars are upon or hold to. And it is narrated, it is mentioned from Ibn Abbas on the other hand. It is mentioned from Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them, on the other hand. It is mentioned from Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with both of them, that there is no tawbah, acceptable repentance, for the person, for the murderer. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah An-Nisa, the same chapter, 4, verse 93, ومن يقتل مؤمنا متعمدا فجزاؤه جهنم خالدا فيها وغضب الله عليه وأعد له عذابا عظيما. And whoever kills a believer intentionally, his recompense is hell to abide therein, and the wrath and the curse of Allah are upon him, and a great punishment is prepared for him. However, what the majority of the scholars want or held to is the truth, meaning there is repentance for him, and Allah accepts the repentance. And as to what is narrated from Ibn Abbas, then it possibly can be understood that there is no tawbah, no repentance in regard to his victim. In regard to his victim. Why? Because if the murderer commits his murder intentionally, then three rights become inevitable upon him. The first right is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First right is the right of Allah. The second right is the right of the victim. And the third right is the right of the family of the victim. Three rights. Three rights. As to the right of the, as to the right of Allah Azza wa Jal, most mighty and most magnificent, there is no doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives that by tawbah. Because he subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who stated in Surah Az-Zumar 39:53, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Say, O my slaves who have transgressed against themselves by committing evil deeds and sins, despair not of the mercy of Allah. Despair not of the mercy of Allah. Verily Allah forgives all sins. Truly He is oft forgiving, most merciful. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also stated in Surah Al-Furqan in 25:68 and 70,
النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. And those who invoke not any other ilah along with Allah, nor kill such life as Allah has forbidden, except for just cause, nor commit illegal sexual intercourse. And whoever does this shall receive the punishment, except those who repent and believe and do righteous deeds. For those Allah will change their sins into good deeds. And those who invoke not any other ilah along with Allah, nor kill such life as Allah has forbidden, except for just cause, nor commit illegal sexual intercourse. And whoever does this shall receive the punishment. The torment will be double to him on the day of resurrection, and he will abide therein in disgrace, except those who repent and believe and do righteous deeds. For those Allah will change their sins into good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft forgiving, most merciful. Now, as to the right of the victim, the repentance of the murderer does not benefit him and does not give him his right, because he died and no one can reach him so to ask for forgiveness. This is the thing which remains demanded from the murderer, even if he repents. And when the day of resurrection comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then resolves it between them. As to the right of the guardians of the victim, then the repentance of the murderer is not considered correct until he gives himself up to them, surrenders to them, and attest to his murder and says, I am the murderer and I put myself under your disposal. If you wish, you kill me, and if you wish otherwise, then you take the blood money, and if you wish, you forgive. So therefore, if he repents to Allah and surrenders himself to the guardians of the victim, meaning in this case his inheritors, then in this case his tawbah is correct, and there remains that which is between him and the victim, then the judgment with that, or the judgment concerning this, will be to Allah on the day of resurrection. This brings this discussion of this hadith focusing on this major important, or on this major benefit. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.